Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and
DigitalOutdoor.com. I'm Rich Thomason.
Well, the New Hampshire primary just 5 days away. The Republican presidential hopefuls have been busy in the state. Former President Trump leads in Granite State polls, followed by Nikki Haley and Ron DeSantis. At a rally in Portsmouth last evening, Mr. Trump blasted Haley as an advocate of open borders. And speaking of open borders, House Speaker Mike Johnson says that subject surfaced during yesterday's sit-down with President Biden.
We had a productive meeting, I think, House and Senate leaders. The president was very forthright. I told the president what I have been saying for many months, and that is that we must have change at the border, substantive policy change.
The Justice Department says police officials who responded to the deadly school shooting in Uvalde, Texas, May of 2022, demonstrated no urgency in setting up a command post and failed to treat the killings as an active shooter situation. A newly released Justice Department report identifies cascading failures in law enforcement's handling, one of the deadliest massacres at a school in U.S. history. In the words of Attorney General Merrick Garland, the victims and survivors of the mass shooting at Robb Elementary School deserve better. The number of Americans applying for unemployment last week dropping to its lowest level in more than a year.
The Labor Department reports jobless claim applications fell to 187,000 for the week ending January 13th. That's a decrease of 16,000 from the previous week and its fewest since September of 2022. Overall, 1.81 million Americans were collecting jobless benefits during the week that ended January 6th. A decline of 26,000 from the previous week.
And that's correspondent Jeremy House. Watching Wall Street, the Dow is down 59 points, while the NASDAQ trading 155 points higher, and the S&P is up 18. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Urgent Camp Lejeune settlement message. On September 6th, the government announced it will soon begin providing fast, guaranteed settlements to Camp Lejeune Marines, families, and civilians. Awards will range between $100,000 and $550,000, with an option for higher amounts. If you or a loved one spent time at Camp Lejeune and suffered cancers of the bladder, liver, or kidneys, leukemia, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, Parkinson's, or kidney issues, you may qualify for compensation and could be paid within 60 days after accepting your settlement, with your VA benefits fully protected. You may be entitled to a significant financial award for your Camp Lejeune claim, but you must act now. Call the James Harris Law Camp Lejeune helpline now to get the compensation you deserve. We're already fighting for thousands harmed by the water at Camp Lejeune. Call now or you may forever lose your right to be awarded a settlement between $100,000 and $550,000. For your free evaluation, call 800-320-7171. That's 800-320-7171. 800-320-7171.
This KMCQ News Flash powered by Palm Mortuaries and Cemeteries. Stay active, be healthy, they'd rather wait. Now, since that signage is not yet up, enforcing the ban on stopping on strip pedestrian bridges won't be done for at least a couple of weeks. Now, the ordinance went into effect Tuesday, but Clark County officials say signage won't be going up until around Super Bowl 58, which is February 11th. Local law enforcement officials say the ban is meant to stop crime on the bridges and ensure a smooth flow of foot traffic. Opponents of the measure say it violates the First Amendment of the U.S. Constitution and will eventually be challenged in court. The Las Vegas Grand Prix Flamingo Bridge is coming down. Crews will begin to remove that temporary bridge at Flamingo and Cobalt Sunday. In order to bring that bridge down, the intersection of Flamingo and Cobalt, it will be closed to all traffic between Sunday night at 9 and 9 at night on February 1st. The bridge takedown is beginning to be completed, or hopes to be completed, by the start of Super Bowl 58 activities. That's starting February 5th. Now, the temporary bridge has been in place since October and allowed traffic to go into the resort corridor during the Las Vegas Grand Prix, which happened this past November. Clark County officials say they're evaluating the bridge's impact and are thinking about building a permanent version. Adults will now be able to be kids once again. An immersive entertainment attraction opening here in Las Vegas. You'll enter Playground by going down a slide, just as you did as a kid back on the playground. The interactive attraction featuring more than 20 larger-than-life nostalgic games along with two bars and private event rooms, Playground, will be open daily for kids of all ages. But the nights, they'll be reserved for the kids over 21. The first of its kind attraction opens today over at the Luxor Hotel Casino. Take AM 670 with you wherever you go. Check out our website at 670kmzq.com. Click on that Listen Live button.
This is Ron Quince, your Republican candidate for Nevada Congressional District 1 and a 20-year resident of the Las Vegas Valley. Over the last few weeks, I've had friends, neighbors, and clients ask me why I'm taking time away from a great career to run for Congress. The answer is two reasons. I'm doing it for the future of my two young precious daughters, and I'm doing it for you. When the American dream is alive for you, it is alive for all of us. It's a shame that the dream is now fading because of the reckless actions of Dina Titus and her boss, Joe Biden, and their thirst for power and control over your life. They have lied to us, destroyed our economy, our energy independence, and they have attacked our families. It's time for us to take a stand. The Ron Quince campaign is about you and the fight to reclaim the dream, the opportunities, and the freedoms that were promised in our Constitution and Declaration of Independence. You have a powerful voice, and I'm listening. Join our fight for Congress today at RonQ4U.com. Paid for by Ron Quince for Congress.
KMCQ On Time Traffic is powered by Meineke Car Centers. Stop in today and get a synthetic blend oil change for only $34.95.
Got a couple of problems on our Valley freeways right now. Starting on the Southwest Beltway, an accident on 215 eastbound near Rainbow is being reported. Also in the area on Jones northbound after 215. Watch for an accident there. Coming in from the Boulder City area, still working two accidents, both on I-11 right near Horizon, in one in each direction. Northbound I-11 near Horizon and southbound as well. In the Northwest, an injury accident being reported at the intersection of Alexander and Tenaya. We'll have sunny skies this afternoon with temperatures warming up into the low 60s, 43 right now. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
Gather around. The best way to get something done, if it holds near and dear to you, that you like to be able to, anyway. America is a nation that can be defined in a single word. I was going to put him,
check it out!
And Joan, Shengang, I'm going to pass her, Shanga.
Can I just say that of all the idiots, in all the idiot villages, in all the idiot worlds, you stand alone.
Number one!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Hour number three, live and local, everything you need to know to start your day. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for being a part of the program. Want to welcome in Drew Johnson. He is a candidate for Congress in CD3 on January 11th. He endorsed Donald J. Trump for President of the United States. Then on the 15th of January, Trump goes on to win Iowa by 30. Cause and effect? I don't know. Let's find out. Drew Johnson, is it a coincidence or is there something to your endorsement that helped the former president?
You know, Kevin, I'm huge in Iowa, so I'm sure that had everything to do with it.
I just love that. Let me just ask you, though, the timing. Why did you endorse Trump early?
You know, I think for me, I believe that we're lucky as Republicans. We had a number of very credible candidates, people who would have done a great job, much better job than Joe Biden has done, obviously. But Trump has proven. I mean, the things that matter the most right now, securing the southern border, ensuring that we don't have to get involved in a bunch of foreign wars, cutting taxes, making sure that we can take advantage of the energy independence that we can create here in America as long as government doesn't get involved. He's been great on all those issues. He has proven the other candidates simply aren't. So I know that me and my family, we were better, you know, 5-6 years ago, better off than we are today. A lot of other people are as well. And a lot of that has to do with the fact that Trump was in the White House and not Biden.
You endorsed Donald J. Trump prior to Iowa. The question is, will he return the favor for you ahead of June 11th?
You know, I'm not sure. I'm not, frankly, even concerned about that. I think that whether or not I have Trump's endorsement, I'll win this primary. I feel very confident that the job I did when I ran for county commission, the sort of overperformance. I was the second best performing Republican in the entire state when I ran for county commission 2 years ago. And then the background I have, 25 years working for conservative nonprofits, exposing wasteful spending, corruption, energy independence. I've actually worked with Congress to save taxpayers about $60 billion from the things that I've found as a government watchdog that have been eliminated. So I feel confident Donald Trump will be willing to work with me, and I'm excited to work with him. But yeah, I think the primary is something we can win with or without him. Have him on board, obviously.
Why is it important that we replace Susie Lee? What has she done? What hasn't she done over the course of the last couple of years?
Yeah, I think one of the interesting things about Susie Lee, who's obviously the congresswoman I'm running against, she comes back to Southern Nevada and says, look at all the things I've accomplished for you. But the fact of the matter is she's done absolutely nothing. She votes 100% of the time with Joe Biden, with Nancy Pelosi, with that whole crew. And then she comes back and says, oh, I'm for limited government and government responsibility. The fact of the matter is the sorts of things that she supports are allowing trans men to compete against women in high school. So you have 18-year-old men showering with 13, 14-year-old girls. And that's the sort of thing that nobody I know in the 3rd Congressional District is for. The other thing is that she's completely ineffective here at home. You know, when you're one of 435 people, you're not going to get every bill passed you want. You're not going to always get your way. But what you can do is be there for the constituents. You can be there for the people who put you in office. And quite frankly, she's just never here. She never shows up. She's bad about constituent services. And I know if I'm in that position, I will be here. I will be listening to people. And if you have a call about VA benefits or about Social Security or whatever it is, I'll make sure that me and my team are on it and you're taken care of.
I want to ask you about something that you've been promoting in some of your literature, that we currently have the highest unemployment rate in the country here in Nevada. And I guess my question is, what can one member of the House of Representatives do to change all that? How do we begin to change all that?
Yeah, I think there are two reasons for that here for us, both of which I think I can help in Congress. Number one is that obviously Southern Nevada is so reliant on tourism. As tourism goes, so goes our economy. And when people don't have money to spend or they're not comfortable spending the money they have, they're not going to come to Vegas and go gamble and eat these great meals and go to these amazing shows. They're going to stay at home. And so what we've got to stop doing is inflating the dollar by printing money we don't need to pay for things that we have no business paying for as a government. We have to stop spending our money recklessly and get our spending under control, get our budget under control. That'll help a lot. The other thing is, quite frankly, it's hard for people to start businesses here in Southern Nevada. A lot of that is because of city and county issues. It's because of state issues with licensing and regulatory issues. But that's something that I look forward to working with the county, the city, the state, to make it easier for small businesses to start here so that they can create more jobs, because 91% of the businesses in Nevada are small businesses. So we can't just focus on what Caesars and MGM are doing that day. We have to make sure that this is a business-friendly community for entrepreneurs.
I want to ask you about the race. We've had some activity just in the last couple of days. Heidi Kasama is getting out of the race. She's not going to run for CD3. She is going to run for her old assembly seat. And Dan Schwartz has just gotten into the race in the last 24 hours. How do you size up the competition in CD3?
You know, I think we've been leading the whole time, obviously, with Kasama getting out. I think that's great for shoring up Lombardo's veto. I think that's really crucial. You know, you don't get out of a race when you're the leader, that's for sure. So I felt very confident in the position we were in. Schwartz doesn't change anything. He's a guy who's run for, you know, eight things and won one time and has a history of supporting tax increases and wanted Nevada at one point to have a state income tax, which is, you know, a kiss of death for a Republican. So, you know, the more the merrier as far as I'm concerned. Like I said before, I think my track record, both in what I've done in my career and in the job I did running for county commission in a nearly impossible race, winning it on election day to be the first Republican county commissioner in 14 years, and then a week later losing by only 300 votes, you know, it proves that I can get it done, you know, both at the ballot box and then as an advocate for taxpayers. So, yeah, I'm not concerned about who gets in the race. I think I can tell my story and what I can do to make life a little better and a little easier for people here in Southern Nevada.
Coming off the big win, Donald Trump, 30-point victory over the field in Iowa, and a lot of people are saying there are people that heretofore have not voted Republican that are going to be supporting Donald J. Trump and will be hopefully supporting candidates on the Republican side who are in tune with Donald J. Trump. Can you talk a little bit about Big Mo, momentum, and is it on the side of the Republicans right now? Do you get that sense that people are really engaging in what Republicans are saying?
It seems that way, and unfortunately, a lot of it is because of the terrible position that Joe Biden's policies have put so many Americans in, and it's made people realize how better their lives were under Donald Trump. And I think that, you know, there are people who are turned off by things he says, things he tweets. I get that. But the fact of the matter is, when you look at his policies compared to Joe Biden's, there's no comparison. I mean, we had lower taxes, we had better economic growth, we had much, much lower inflation. We didn't face the prospects of two or three foreign wars. I mean, we lived in a safer, more productive, better time, you know, better America under Donald Trump. And I think a lot of people realize that. And people who typically haven't voted Republican are seeing what the Republican Party can do, what Republican policies can do. And I'm excited because it looks right now like we're going to have a slate of really great candidates that can appeal to a lot of people. And I'm happy to see more people sort of looking at the Republican Party who haven't before and realizing that the policies that we have are better for them.
Will we see a larger field in the CD3 race? We talked about Heidi Kasama getting out, Dan Schwartz getting into the race. Will we see other candidates step forward in this CD3 race?
Honestly, it's until we get closer to filing deadline, which is the second week of March, it's impossible to say. I wouldn't be surprised if people who are in now get out, other people get in. But I feel very confident in the position I'm in. I'm not going anywhere. I've been able to get the support of so many people here in Southern Nevada, from state lawmakers to heads of business organizations, and just the momentum I have on the ground, the number of volunteers is just so encouraging. The number of people who visit our website, who donate $5 or $10 at drewfornevada.com, that lets me know I'm in the, you know, I'm going in the right direction, and I don't think there's anybody who can slow that down, no matter who gets in. So, yeah, it's an exciting time to be a Republican, but more importantly, for me, somebody who's worked to promote limited government, free markets, get government out of our lives, save tax dollars. You know, it's a good time, I think, to have had a career in that, but also have the knowledge to get to Congress and put those sort of ideas in action to help the American people.
What are the issues, maybe two or three issues, that you're hearing about when you go and you do town hall meetings and you do meet and greets and you do this and you do that? What are you hearing from voters? What is it that resonates with voters in 2024?
I think the two things that I hear the most are what you would expect: pocketbook issues, inflation, things like that, and the southern border. But I think every Republican would say that. But the two things that sort of play into those pocketbook issues that somebody from Nevada really has to focus on when they're representing Southern Nevada in Congress: one is 89% of Clark County is owned by the federal government. And so when we talk about a housing crisis on Las Vegas, how expensive a starter home is, why we can't attract young families here, because, you know, a starter house is $400,000 or $500,000, when a few years back it was $150,000 or $200,000. That's because we don't have the supply of land to build these houses that we need to. And as long as we can get more land from the federal government, we can stop that problem. And that's a big reason for why our inflation in the Las Vegas metro area is higher than the national average, because we have this completely government-invented scarcity on land. So I will fight to make sure that our land goes back in taxpayers' hands, in Southern Nevada's hands, so that we can build more houses. And the other thing is water. We don't get our fair share of water. We have a terrible deal with the federal government where Arizona and California get to use as much water as they want, and we are so restricted here in Southern Nevada. So those two things work hand in hand. We've got to be able to meet some of the demands, some of the needs, but to do that, we have to address those two things, and those two things are very federal issues and things that I'll fight for.
I want to ask you about the national debt. I had a chance to visit with David Ditch from the Heritage Foundation, talking about fiscal policy and things like that. We have a national debt of $34 trillion, trillion with a T, dollars. Are you going to be someone that will try and rein in spending, or is that an impossible dream?
So if you ask me, what's the one reason why you're running? That's exactly it. So I've spent my career working at places like the National Taxpayers Union. I helped found the Taxpayers Protection Alliance. You know, I go on Fox News, and I've got a column at Newsmax and Daily Caller, and what I write about, what I talk about, what I research every day is how government spends money. And as I said before, the things that I've found and taken to Congress and testified about have resulted in saving taxpayers $60 billion. And I don't think that's too bad from some hillbilly from rural Appalachia to be able to do that in my career. But I know that since I know how the budget's made, I know where the waste is, that I can be probably the most effective voice for taxpayers and for cutting the deficit year to year and ultimately cutting the debt of anybody probably in the history of Congress. So I look forward to fighting that cause, because ultimately – that's going to be the downfall of America. That's going to be the downfall of our currency, of our position in the world, is going to be our debt if we don't take care of it, because that money is coming due. The interest rate on it's much higher, and we have to start taking it seriously, or otherwise we've got to really consider what the future of America is going to look like.
One more time, where can folks find Drew Johnson?
Yeah, thanks, Kevin. It's drewfornevada.com. Social media, it's Drew for Nevada. So check it out. Please go donate a few dollars. Every dollar helps. But we'd love to have volunteers, people who will work with me to door knock and get the word out. And I appreciate you letting me talk to your folks here listening to you today, Kevin.
Always, always good to have you on. Thanks, Drew. I appreciate it. And safe travels, my friend.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much.
There you go. Drew Johnson, a candidate for Congress in CD3. Stick around. More to do as we continue. And don't forget, you'll get to hear from David Ditch. It's very sobering when you hear his message that we are facing a national debt of $34 trillion, and it goes up every minute of every day. We'll talk about that and a whole bunch more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
Thursday edition, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. We're just a few days out from New Hampshire. Donald Trump, huge win in Iowa. Can he replicate that in New Hampshire and effectively lock up the nomination? We will discuss.
9 to noon on AM 670 KMZQ.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
The world has fallen apart with the disastrous decline of our government, our cities, and our lives brought on by Joe Biden and his radical Marxist handlers. Hi, I'm Dr. Jeff Gunter, 110% behind President Trump, former U.S. ambassador, a dedicated physician for over 28 years in Nevada, and now I'm taking on the radical liberal Jackie Rosen for the U.S. Senate. We've seen wars around the world, from Ukraine to Israel. America's next, and we need to stop it. We need to close our borders and institute the largest deportation program in U.S. history. We absolutely need to throw them out. We need to be energy independent and not reliant on those who hate America. Like I always say, drill, baby, drill. President Trump needs your help, and so do I. This is a political war on the home front, but we will win. Visit drjeffgunter.com to learn more, and let's take back our country, and let's take back the U.S. Senate. I'm Dr. Jeff Gunter, candidate for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message, paid for by Dr. Jeff Gunter for Senate.
Hi, my name is Amanda Sandoval, and this is my 5-year-old daughter, Mariana.
Today, Mariana enjoys school, but it wasn't always that way. She was born with a disorder, and when she started at her local public school, there was little hope that she'd be able to succeed. Fortunately, her parents were able to choose a different school that offered her exactly what she needed to thrive.
For any family, the most powerful thing is having choice. You're putting your kids in a program that's going to turn them into adults, and you want your kids to be the best adults they can be because they're our future. And I think that every family should have that choice.
Unfortunately, most Nevada families don't have that choice. Education policy should focus less on budgets and politics and more on expanding opportunity for students.
Every child should have an opportunity at the best education that they can get.
Learn more about how educational freedom can help Nevada students by visiting nevadapolicy.org. This has been a public service announcement from the Nevada Policy Research Institute, a 501c3 nonprofit.
When was your last trip to the dentist? Has it been a few years? 5 years? More? Hey, Kevin Wall here. For years, I went without dental care, and then I found Dr. Joe Willardson at True Dentistry. Dr. Joe and his caring staff converted me from a scared, high-anxiety patient to one that breezes through exams. Whether it's been years since your last dental visit, or if you just haven't found a good dentist in Vegas yet, I hope you'll do what I did. Call True Dentistry, 702-434-4800. The number again, 702-434-4800. 702-434-4800. Right now, True Dentistry is offering a free smile simulation to all new patients. A $150 value, absolutely free. Be sure to use your annual insurance benefits before the end of the year. True Dentistry has two convenient Valley locations in the Southwest and in Summerlin. Call 702-434-4800. That's 434-4800. Or check them out at TrueDentistry.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I'm not the man they think I am at home. Oh, no, no, no.
Let's go to cut two real quick. This is Mike Johnson, Speaker of the House. He attended a meeting at the White House, how we need more time to get a spending bill together. Here is Mike Johnson.
I wanted no more CRs until we could move this process forward. We've achieved that. We forged forward. We got the top-line agreement. And in spite of what people are saying on both sides, this is a better agreement than we had. Because of the adjustments that were made to the top line of 1.59, there was additional money that was spent, so we went in and carved it up. We got $16 billion in real cuts out of the IRS slush fund and the COVID slush fund the Biden administration was so jealously guarding and protecting. And that's an important improvement. We changed some of the gimmicks in those side deals, as they're called, into real savings for the American people. So having gotten the top-line agreement now, this allows us to go forward for the appropriators on both sides, both chambers, to work together and come up with the final bills. Wait a minute, let me finish. And this is an important thing for us because it allows us to fight for our policy changes, our policy riders, in those spending bills. And it takes time to do that. And so the reason we need just a little bit more time on the calendar is to allow that process to play out. This is what the American people expect and deserve. This is the way the law is supposed to work, where individual appropriations bills and not one big, massive omnibus spending bill are duly negotiated.